Welcome to the Village, home of Taking It Back Tuesday, The Kids Corner, Music Moments, The Welcome to the Village Show, and The Second Helping.
Doing our thing. Lady J, you look beautiful as usual. And
thank you. I just threw this on for real.
Right. I was about to say that. Lady J is out there building
patio.
Yeah, you're building a patio.
A patio with a couch and, you know, out of pallets and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's coming along pretty good. I like to think anyway.
She is, quite honestly, the queen of Pinterest, and it's the greatest thing in the world to watch her go through Pinterest and just baby. I'm like, no.
That's funny because I was in the fabric store with the guy yesterday, right? So I went to go pick up some fabric because I wanted a color palette for the patio. Mm-hmm. Right? So I was in the fabric store yesterday and I told the guy, I says, every time I come into a store and I have a conversation with someone new about this, I come up with a new idea. Mm-hmm. Right? So I was like, I'm not going to even tell my husband about the idea I just came up with. I'm just going to do it. And then, you know, there it is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, this, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So anyways, Lady J, let's discuss, this topic in particular. And this one, was brought up to me, by a friend of mine, Laura, kind of in the realm of body shaming / fat shaming, for lack of a better word. Uh-huh. When I initially seen the post, I saw the post, and when I saw it, I was like, oh, congratulations, young lady's getting married. Mm-hmm. I didn't think nothing of it. It was whatever to me. I could care less. But when she sent me the article and I actually read more into it, I was like, wow. I was like, are we still the country where, you know, we're fat shaming people?
Well, let's give the village just a little bit of backstory.
Yeah.
So they know what's happening.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a young lady. She's, is she African?
Uh huh.
Yeah. She's African, mm-hmm. like Nigerian or something like that. She's a nurse. Quite honestly, I think she's beautiful. I don't think of her name top. I can't remember her name top of my head.
I'll look it up. Don't worry.
But she's getting married. And she took, you know, did the usual engagement photos, right? Mm-hmm. And no big deal there. No big deal.
Right.
But because she's overweight, mm-hmm. the internet literally just found a way to try to destroy her and bash her for what she did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think she's absolutely gorgeous. I don't know. And she took some very creative... what do they call it? Just said it.
Pictures.
Yeah. Oh. Not pictures. But I mean, the engagement photos.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was just looking for. Uh huh. She took some very interesting engagement photos, and I thought they were great. I thought they mm-hmm. were creative. I mm-hmm. thought it was very well thought out, mm-hmm. and I was actually very happy for her. Mm-hmm. But once again, the internet and all its glory just made it bad.
Right.
So
her name is, I'm going to try not to mess her name up, but it's Mizanaki, Mizanaki, mm-hmm. Mizanaki, and her fiance's name is Jojo. And so, I thought the engagement photos were cute.
I thought they were too.
Like, we didn't even take engagement photos, huh?
No.
See, like, I think maybe we should have took, well, can we go back and take I've been married for 7 years photos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, you can do whatever you want to do, girl. Okay. This is our marriage. You ain't got to worry about nobody else.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. But so, you know, I think what it is, so Ms. Naki is a larger woman. She's a BBW, right? Remember, mm-hmm. remember the term BBW?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Big, beautiful woman.
Big, beautiful woman, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ms. Naki is a BBW, and her fiance, JoJo, is a little bit smaller.
Right? Let's just say he's a lot smaller. It's okay.
Well, he is smaller, but I'm just saying, like, he's not a BB.
No, he's not a big guy.
Big, what would be big black man? BBM?
Mm-hmm. I ain't never heard.
Big, beautiful man?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Big bodacious man?
Big bodacious. Oh, my God.
I love it. Anyway, so he took a picture of her. The picture, the photo is him lifting her up.
Mm-hmm.
And they both, you know, are smiling and laughing in the photo. And, of course, all things internet just lost their mind.
Yeah.
They had the most negative things to say about this woman.
And which was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to take something that's supposed to be so beautiful
mm-hmm.
and just destroy someone
right.
or try to destroy someone.
Right.
It was just like really, like it just, it doesn't need to happen like that. It's horrible, you know, because we live in a society nowadays where, you know, you can still be a plus size person and still be healthy.
Right.
Even though, you know, typical medical knowledge says otherwise, you know,
mm-hmm.
the truth of the matter is you can still be a big person and still be healthy.
Yes.
You know, is it ideal to be a certain weight? Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's ideal. Okay, whatever.
Well, at least that's what the doctors want. You know,
yeah, that's what the doctors want. Smaller, yeah, smaller. But there are people that are short and just, you know, they're not wide, but they're... you know, yeah, a little big, and okay. there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
There's really anything, there's nothing wrong with being a particular size, but it's about, to me, it's about being healthy.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
And here's the truth is, she's happy
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. You know, so boo on the internet for fat shaming.
Yeah. Right? Definitely boo on the internet because it was unnecessary.
Can we talk about fat shaming for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
You know the reason why I think people fat shame?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They fat shame because the norm, the social norm, isn't fat.
This is true.
The social norm is super small, supermodel. And so people feel the need to fat shame.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're accustomed to seeing is super small. But I feel like if they had more people, if the models represented more of what people really look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cellulite, the stretch marks, the
exactly.
scars, whatever it is you got going on,
mm-hmm.
I think there wouldn't be so much fat shaming.
Yeah.
The fat shame is because people think that, hey, you know, ideally a size 0, size 2 is where it's at.
And which is the complete opposite. The complete opposite.
Most of it is opposite, especially
yes.
if you have a couple of kids.
Exactly. Like, I mean, there are some women out there that
saying.
Have the... I call the snapback bodies.
Yeah, yes.
You know, they...
I ain't one of them, baby.
No.
Just so you know.
But,
just in case you didn't already know.
Yeah.
Like, we've been married for a bit. Just
yeah.
in case you ain't already know.
Yeah.
I ain't got
yeah.
no snapback.
Nope, but I love it anyway.
Work. Thank you. High five on the love. Mm.
But, you know, fat shaming in this today's society, today's day and age, you have to really look at who's doing it. Especially when it's another person of color to another person of color. Come on. We have enough issues as it is. We don't need to destroy each other in this
mm-hmm.
way. Let's just be honest here. We don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's ugly and should be avoided at all costs. Let's just be perfectly honest here.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I would like to see society. I need y'all to step your game up because I want to see more people... not of color, but I do want to see more people of color
well, of course,
on the runways. But I want to see more people that look like me.
That's true.
Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I really want to know what does the dress that you're wearing look like when someone who's had a baby or two or seven, you know, I want to know what that looks like on that person.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the, you know, not everyone has that body to where it just, you know, you drop a kid off and you just go back to your original size. Not every body type is... From day one, not every body type is going to match society and what it actually entails. You know, society is still stuck on this, you got to be this size 0 to be sexy. That is far from the truth. Let me tell you, I fell for the trap and I came on home. Just saying. Just right now, like, you can be a big girl and you can be a big guy and you can still be sexy. Because I tell you what, you know, the truth of the matter is, I've struggled. Even you try to boost my confidence. I struggled because, you know, I dealt with someone that, in a sense, not necessarily fat shamed, but I was definitely not the size zero. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you came along, it was like, yo, I think you sexy. And I was like, oh, this big bones on me. And I, you know, my stomach ain't flat and this, that, and the other. And you was like, I love you just the way you are. And I was like, all right.
You know, baby, and I want to thank you for putting that out there. And here's the reason why. Because I think a lot of times we only hear of women who think of themselves in a negative way in reference to their body. Mm-hmm. What up, Taryn girl? I see you, boo. Hey. That's my girl from Texas.
That's right, yeah.
Hey, she's not from Texas, but she's in Texas.
She's in Texas. She moved away from us.
She moved away. Sad face.
Tear.
But I think for, you know, it just brings light that, you know, not only women have issues with their bodies and their mm-hmm. body types, you know what I mean? That men still have that issue too. And so I don't know, honestly, baby, before I met you, I don't know if I ever knew a guy who was comfortable enough to be able to say that. You know, I don't think I've ever had anybody say something about, you know, their weight, or had a guy say something about, you know, how they look or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate the fact that you are so comfortable with bringing that out and saying that to the village. Hey, Loranda, what's up, girl? I was stationed with her in first ship.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm right now. But yeah, you know, just the whole thing of beauty in this country,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just blows me away that we still fall into this. You have to be this particular size or this particular weight, mm-hmm. color, whatever the case may be. Because I often post, I follow this Facebook page, I can't think of what it's called right now. But basically, it's like, it displays dark-skinned women,
mm-hmm.
right? Because often dark-skinned women are often left off the beauty spectrum.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Dark-skinned women are not. You're mm-hmm. beautiful. Let me tell you, God, your lips are...
Focus your attention,
focus,
people.
Focus. I'm sorry. but often dark-skinned women are left off of the beauty spectrum. Yes. And so I feel like we have to remind people, mm-hmm. hey, everyone is beautiful in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Black is beautiful. Mm-hmm. White women are beautiful. Latino women are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Asian women are beautiful. Native American women are beautiful.
Yes.
So, you know, get out of this, you know, one thing is beautiful, one size is beautiful mindset. Yes. That's not how it's supposed to be.
Right. And that reminds me. So, like, on Friday, I went to drop off Pop-Up at school, right? And so, and I don't know where this little girl, I don't know. Maybe I'm so tunnel vision in the morning when I drop kids off that I don't even pay attention.
Uh-huh.
But there's this little girl that was at his school. And when I say she is dark, oh my gosh, she is so dark. But her skin is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like so much so that I had to stop her mama on the way coming out. I was like, your daughter is absolutely beautiful.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I mean, and her mom was probably about the same skin color as daughter, maybe one shade lighter or whatever, if that counts for anything.
Yeah.
But I had to just stop her and let her know, like, yo, your daughter is beautiful. And if anybody tells her any different, I'll be the one every day to let her know that she's beautiful.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Because it's disheartening, you know, to see young ladies growing up.
Right.
And number one, let's just take it back to childhood, not seeing dolls that look like you.
Oh, man. You know what's funny? Oh, that brings up a good question. So Taryn and I, when she was living out here, we had that conversation about dolls that look like, you know, look like our kids. Now, I have boys, so my boys don't play with dolls. But we did talk about the fact that, you know, little girls, it's really difficult to find dolls that look like little girls.
Yes.
Right? With our skin color, with our hair texture, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like now, because I'm natural and Taryn is natural, you know, it's hard to find. What do I do? How do I find a doll that has an afro? You know? Or some kinky coily. Taryn, what is it? Kinky coily number two? I don't know. She always gives me the numbers for hair.
Well, you know, and this is the importance of, and I'm not trying to, well, no, I'm going to say it. This is the importance of black-owned businesses.
Yes.
In neighborhoods where you live at.
Yes.
Because I guarantee you, if you go and find one of these businesses, guess what they're going to have? they're probably going to have a doll that looks like your daughter.
Right.
They're probably going to have something that gets very close to what she needs to further show her that black is beautiful.
Yeah.
That having natural hair is beautiful. You don't need a weave or a wig to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. And nothing wrong with the young women that decide to wear that. That's your choice. If you do that, hey, I'm good with that. But just know you don't have to have a weave or a wig to be beautiful.
Right.
You can wear the hair that God gave you, mm-hmm. or Allah gave you, whoever you choose to believe in or not believe in, and you can be a beautiful woman. You can be a full-figured, natural-haired, dark-skinned woman and be beautiful.
Right.
And that's what we need to express to everybody. Like, let them know.
And speaking of natural hair, because natural hair is a new thing. That's kind of... Well, I can't say natural hair is
new.
No. Natural hair is not new. The phenomenon of natural hair, the new movement in natural hair is new.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's relatively new.
Yeah.
I think natural hair, because back in the 90s... Hey, Portia.
Hey, girl.
I think back in the 90s...
We saw it.
We saw some of it. But you know who you saw it from? You didn't see it from everyone. You saw it from the people who were Afrocentric.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's who you saw it from.
Yeah, that was the difference.
That was the difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then the 2000s. So anyway, moving forward, we're in this natural hair movement that I'm loving. Because I just saw on Facebook the other day that a woman in Tennessee opened up her own natural hair beauty school.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I read that article when you posted it.
Amazing.
Yes.
Right? Because now... you don't have to have, in order to do natural hair, you can just do natural hair, but you don't have to be, like, I guess, licensed. Or there's no specific licensing for natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm hoping that this
It's a skill school, or a trade,
right,
basically,
I'm hoping that the school brings up a new, like, license requirement for natural hair.
That's right. You know, that, I mean, just opening up that type of business,
mm-hmm.
within our community,
mm-hmm.
there are so many women that know how to do that type of hair,
mm-hmm.
but you know, there's really, you know, you either have to know someone that knows someone, or you just happen to have a cousin that knows how to get your hair going, or mm-hmm. something like that. I remember when I first started, you're the one that got my hair going.
Oh, your locks?
Yeah. You know, you found a technique that works for me because...
Shout out to YouTube University.
That's right. Because I do jiu-jitsu, and my wife was able to find a technique to lock my hair up the right way to where it wouldn't come undone because people are grabbing on my head, this, mm-hmm. this, that, and the other. And so it works out perfect. You know what I mean? Like, you have to... Number one, people need to be educated on... the natural hair itself. So what this woman is doing is amazing, because it's not just about being able to have natural hair, but it's about having the education to, number one, know the origins of it, right? And more importantly, how to take care of it. That's so important nowadays.
Yes. And I want to say, Portia in the chat room, Portia says that she actually goes online looking for dolls for her 5-year-old daughter. So she's glad that we brought up about the weave and the wig discussion. And she says it all the time. I don't know, what's over. She says something all the time. I don't know.
It's away.
So yeah. Sorry, Portia.
Well, yeah, because it's scrolling up as we talk. So we're trying to get people, you know, read these comments as we go, but they're kind of rolling. But it's okay. You know, there's no rereading them. Okay,
so,
guys.
So here it is. If you have any, then there's something to say. Portia or anybody else, if you found any really good websites or small businesses that cater to African-American little girls, let us know. Put it in the feed. Post it on our Facebook page. Send us an email at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. And let's start promoting the businesses that we know that work for us.
That's right. Right? Yeah, we'll start promoting that.
Definitely.
So yeah, I mean, so we got off topic. It's what we do, but we're different. Like, we can come in here and just discuss life. Right. We went from BBW African woman with I think she's actually quite beautiful, personally.
Doing the thing. She's in school.
She's a nurse.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and here's another thing that I want to talk about. That. To the black women that put down this black woman, shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you. And to the fellas, to the people that call themselves men that put her down, you really need to get a life. Mm. You need to check your man card. You really do. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Check your man card.
My God. You don't know how bad that looks. When I feel so disgusted when I see men putting down women like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, really, dude? Like, come on. She's beautiful. If you don't like it, then you don't gotta like it, bro. Okay. Keep it pushing. And that goes for women as well.
My mama say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Don't say nothing.
I think people get so brave on the internet. You know? Like, all of a sudden, because you on the internet, you get to say crazy stuff. You get to say rude stuff. Like, that's okay, because they manifest. Here's the truth. The truth is, whatever you put out on the internet, if you can put that on the internet, then you can put that out. And you put that same kind of energy out in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Or at least you want to. I think some people aren't as brave as they are on the internet. I believe the internet has just created a society of e-thugs.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's unfortunate.
I want to shout out to Brandon. Brandon says that his mother went natural a couple years ago.
My kid's mother went natural a couple years ago.
Mm, my bad.
I've known this woman since we were 15, and I've never seen her more confident or proud of herself. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I agree, because at first, now let me tell you about my natural hair story. Mm-hmm. And I know we did not start this with my natural hair. We didn't start this to try to have a conversation about hair.
That's okay.
Right? We were talking about body types. But I remember when I cut my hair off the very first time. Right? And I remember I was so upset with the barber when I cut my hair off that I cried. Right? Mm-hmm. I cried and I says, "You made me look like a boy." And I walked out the barber shop, right? And then 2 weeks I came back to him and I apologized to him, right? I said, "Reggie, I'm sorry." I said, "It was my first time seeing myself without any hair since I was like maybe, I don't know, a year." Mm-hmm. "So, forgive me. It really wasn't you. I just needed to get used to seeing the look on my face."
Yeah.
Now, since that moment, I've probably grown my hair and cut my hair out. I don't know.
I've lost track.
At least 4 times since we've been married.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. At least. And I find it that I am also more confident with shorter hair.
Yeah.
Something about short hair says, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. It says, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm okay with short hair.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to know, as a man, baby. Now, I know you're a little, it's different because we're married now. But as a man, when you see another woman with short hair, or when you see a woman with natural hair, mm-hmm. in the beginning, mm-hmm. did you think some kind of way about
no,
it? Did you feel some kind of way? Or what were your thoughts?
Sex appeal.
Mm-hmm.
I like natural hair. Whatever natural hair is for you, if it's short and it's natural, so be it. If it's long and natural, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not into the weaves and the wigs. Right. That's just not my thing.
Right.
I'm not attracted to that. Mm-hmm. I'm really not. I'm not into women that are overly makeup.
Glammed.
Yeah. That's not attractive to
me.
That's
not me.
No. And that's why I love it. Because when you put it on, I'm like, oh. You know.
Every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to paint my face a little bit.
Over here turning purple, blushing.
Shout out to Auntie Gina with Positive Face.
That's right. Oh, just saw her.
Yes. Hey. So, guys, on the sidebar, let me tell you about Positive Face. If you haven't gone to their Facebook page and checked them out, mm-hmm. do so. Gina is making some major moves in San Diego. She is really a pioneer and a rock star.
Yeah, definitely. So, go check out her page. You guys will love it. Absolutely love it. I was trying to work with her on some things. I'm still going to work with her. I'm going to find another person that can be a mentee, and we'll go from there.
We're doing, but Auntie Gina's doing some, hey, Sonia, hey, Pooh! That's my girl. Sorry, I got emotional for a second. Like, ooh, I'm sorry. All right, let me focus my attention. But yes, so Sonia says she has no problem with folks going natural, but she has a problem with people who put people down who aren't with the natural look. That's true.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. I'm saying this, I'm not personally attracted to it. But if you, as a woman, mm-hmm. decide that you want to do the wig or the weave, that's your choice.
Right.
But me as a man, I have a right to say what I am attracted to.
And I think I've gone through the whole gambit. I've gone through mm-hmm. the short hair. I've gone through the natural look. I've gone through I think I haven't gone through the long, glamorous romantic curl look, only because I get hot and I got issues with hair on my shoulders and stuff. So.
Yeah, I keep my hair up all the time too now because I hate it being on the back of my neck because it feels weird and I think spiders are on me. It's weird.
And you got a thing for spiders.
I do.
Well, I think against spiders.
I have a grand fear of them.
Right.
But no, just to bring this all home, I am absolutely for women doing whatever they want to feel beautiful.
Yeah.
If you want to be natural, that's great. I love it. That's what I personally love. If you're into the weave and the wigs and all that stuff, that's your business.
Look, I've seen some women just put a wig on or put a weave on and just blow my mind. Like, whoa. You know, so I just think that it's definitely, whatever it is up to you. As long as you feel confident and sexy at the end of the day.
That's it. As long as you feel beautiful about all
this. And I don't think anyone has the right to tell you what's good, bad, or indifferent.
That's so true. You pick what makes you feel beautiful.
Yeah.
So to bring it all home, this young lady in Africa, she's a beautiful, dark-skinned woman. I commend her for when she responded to the internet and she responded with grace and poise. And I was just like, most definitely. That is the best way to do it. Sometimes the best way to shut people up is kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
That is what she did. And I respect her for that.
And congratulations, girl, on getting married. She gets married in like 10 days.
Who's that?
The girl.
Does she?
Miznaki. Miznaki and JoJo.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to do that. I'm going to mess that name up bad.
Look, it took a minute. I have to spell it out first.
All right, so Lady J, let's go to the next topic here.
Yes.
The Texas high school valedictorian who told the world that she was an illegal immigrant. First thing I want to say is kudos and props to her. I absolutely love this because, granted, she is here illegal.
Yes.
I will admit that she's illegal.
Right.
Okay, it's against the law.
Right.
Okay, I'll admit that.
Yes.
But when I think back to what Trump is saying about how Mexico sends us their worst, they're criminals, they're this, they're that, they're child molesters. I look at this young lady and I say to myself, this is what makes America great. The fact that you can come here, you can get an education, and if you decide, you decide what you want to be when this is all said and done.
Right.
This is up to you. You can be a criminal if you want to, or you can be an amazing person if you want to as well.
I agree. I think, what is her name, baby?
Larissa Martinez.
Oh, of course you got to roll your tongue because you know I can't roll my tongue, right?
I know.
All right. Congratulations, Marissa, congratulations. I mean, not Marissa, Larissa.
Larissa.
Congratulations on Larissa for graduating. Like, it's an amazing feat to be able to graduate from high school. Then to be valedictorian of the high school, like, can you imagine what kind of effort, what kind of work ethic she has to have in order to graduate? Valedictorian of her school.
Yeah. And you know where she's heading to school?
To Yale.
She's heading to
Yale. Yes. Not only did she say, okay, so wait, not only am I Mexico's best, right? I'm going to show you how good I am.
That's right.
I'm going to get into your best school.
Your best university and let you know that I am not what he says we are. This is what America was built on. We're built on the backs of, I can't say that. Immigrants are the first ones to come here, right? Whether you want to go the whole slavery route, whatever the case may be, I'm not going to do that right now.
Right.
But America is a melting pot of immigrants. Immigrants come here, they love the land, they profess the land, and they do their best. Every walk of life, every person from a different walk of life is so, it's just so different. You have to really sit and think about what you're saying to people, right? This young lady is going to Yale University on a scholarship, nevertheless.
Right.
I think she needs a round of applause, and that's it.
I learned that at camp.
Oh, yeah?
Round of applause. I learned that at camp.
This young lady, she just, it just blows me away. That's amazing. You know, because she's overcame all the obstacles that life has thrown at her. Because she could have easily just came here and just could have been any old body, you know, finished high school and then do whatever right. what needs to be done.
Right.
But she says, I will not only when I finish high school, but I will be your best.
Yes.
I will go to your best schools. I will be the best that I can be. And props to her all
and,
day.
And I want to say shout out to her mama.
For right? instilling in her
I that she can be the best. I want to say shout out to her mama because look, here's the truth. The truth is, for her to be a legal immigrant, that means a mom's an illegal immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know that to raise a child in the United States and you are the illegal status, you're not getting the best jobs. Mom mm-hmm. is probably working two jobs at minimum just to keep her head above water.
Yeah. Right? I read the backstory on this young lady. Her mother and her sister, three of them, they came into the U.S. through Mexico to escape their abusive alcoholic father.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They came here and now, my God, they're flourishing.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what the other sister's doing. I don't know what the mother's doing. But I know that this mother raised this young girl and she has raised her to be a beautiful person.
Right.
And I am just, I cannot wait until she goes go to Yale University and does amazing things. Yes. I can't wait.
And I think I just want to say, you know, in the shadows of election year, right? I don't know why election year brings out some of the ugliness.
We know why this particular election.
This election is bringing out the craziness
yes,
in people.
Pure ugly.
Folks is dusting out. They opening up their closet, pulling all of their clothes out, and going to the back of the closet to get their skeletons and bring. Let me dust off my skeleton real quick and bring that back out. Mm-hmm. Put that back in, right? Which is not okay.
No.
But this election is really bringing up some really ugly stuff in people, and so for her to be able to stand. At her high school graduation and to announce to the world that she's an illegal immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this girl has she's so brave and she's so courageous.
She is
she's
all day.
She's smart, she's brave, she's courageous. Like, she's a total package.
That's it.
She's a total package.
She's total package.
And she has so much more to offer to the world. And I can't wait to see what she has to offer.
Yeah, I can't either. It's going to be amazing to see what she has to offer the world.
Yeah.
Just to be that intelligent. Uh-huh. You're going to Yale. And I keep saying that because she's going to Yale. My God. I barely got into San Diego State.
Right?
Look,
if it wasn't with some special programs... Mm-hmm. You know,
I got into San Diego State and San Marcos. Those are the two universities that I got. I ended up going to National because it was just better for my family.
Yeah.
But those were the two universities that I got into.
All I want to say is shout out to special programs and being a vet. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
that's amazing in itself. And so, Lady J, let's tackle this last topic here.
Mm.
Last topic.
Uh-huh.
Racist conservatives wish Sasha Obama a happy 15th birthday. One of the screenshots said, "Hope you get raped." I don't know what else to say about this particular thing anymore, because we've gone to this. We've literally come to a point in history where, like, again, the internet allows people to say what they want to say and just do what they want to do, and no one can say anything about it.
Right.
You know, unless you're actually threatening physical violence on someone, it's just words. And I get that. But to a degree, some people are really, really affected by these words.
Right.
Now, this young lady has a very strong backing because she has a obviously very powerful father and just as powerful mother. So I don't necessarily feel bad for her, but I feel bad for the people that feel that it's, oh, let's talk bad about her and her be turning 15 and things of that nature. What's the older daughter's name?
Malia.
Yeah, she finished high school at a very prestigious high school
mm-hmm.
in Washington, D.C. My God, it just blows me away that we're still, you know, talking bad about people like, oh, well, you know, how dare you? And I'm thinking, how dare her what? How dare her be black and do well in high school? How dare her be black and finish the top of her class? Like, come on.
Right.
You know, how? It's a different day and age, people. Y'all need to realize, you know, being black, being whatever, none of it's a crime. White America, and I'm going to say white America, for some reason, is still convinced that they're the dominant. And it's not.
You know why they convinced they're the dominant?
Hmm? Oh, no, I'm reading Donald, my boy Donald. Go ahead, baby. Tell me why. Tell me your thoughts. I'm sorry. I was kind of.
Shout out to Donald. Hey.
Hey.
Donald says that he's mad that he just found out about it.
About the show. Yeah.
What?
Found out.
Like, we in our fifth year?
Well, yeah. Well, the podcast is in the fourth year. Yeah, podcast is in the fourth year. But this is our first year with Facebook Live. Right. Since Facebook Live came out, I personally love.
Loving Facebook Live.
Yeah, I love this. We can do this, and just know we can do this. We're going to do this every Saturday. We just want to know, really, from you guys, what will be a great time to go live.
That's right. For everybody. We want to make sure that everybody can tune in.
Yeah.
So, like, we are in San Diego, so we are on the West Coast. But for our East Coasters, what time is a good time for you?
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, reach out to us.
Yeah.
Email Lady J. We'll have all the info at the end of the show.
Or you could just tell me now while you're in the chat.
That's true. You can do that, too. Okay. But if you need to think about it, go ahead.
Think about it. Check it out. So I can't imagine. Oh, I asked a question. You want to know why?
White America is still the dominant.
That's because they are in the dominant, not as far as numbers is concerned, but as far as all of the social. I get distracted by reading stuff. Okay, so as I talk, I'm going to talk and you read.
I am.
We'll go ahead.
I'm going to agree.
That's going to be our ebb up from that one. So, white America is still in the dominant as far as the systems, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the different systems, the money systems, the school systems.
One second, baby. Hey to Kalia and Kai, if I'm saying that correctly, Portia. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the show. Make sure you tell Mommy and Daddy, Kevin Dennis, I remember, you guys come and join us every Saturday. As soon as you guys tell us a perfect time to go live, what the best time is, we'll try to make it a habit, and every Saturday we'll go live at the same time. Okay,
yes,
go ahead,
babe. Sonia, my girl Sonia, she's in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And she
gets married soon, too.
She is. She's engaged to be married in October. We're going to take a trip. We haven't traveled in a while, so
no.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to going out there. But girl, if it's cold, I'm gonna need to borrow a jacket.
Yeah.
Or two.
Or three.
Yeah. And a hat and a scully.
Mm-hmm.
And some gloves.
Because y'all cold is different than cold on the West Coast.
Yes. Yes, y'all cold is
different. It's different. East Coast cold is so disrespectful. it's just disrespectful. East Coast cold is just disrespectful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll say it. Look, I was there a couple years ago, and it's just nauseating how cold it can actually get. So
yes, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Portia, we got you, babe.
So, but that's the reason why. The reason why white America still feels that they got it and they're in control is because, truth of the matter, they are.
Mm-hmm.
They control the systems, and because they control the systems, then they still are able to control the rest of the world. Now the problem is
creates the mindset of supremacy.
Because they hold the systems down.
Yeah.
Now the issue would be is if we began to create our own systems,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
or take back the systems. For instance, this week I don't know what you tagged me in of something, something. But we were talking about what it would look like if we just started, like, you know, buying real estate and doing some real estate projects in the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was my friend Donald. He made a proposal.
Just Donald?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Donald.
Same one. He put up a post, and I was tagged in it by one other person. And truth of the matter is, you know, we can create a new Black Wall Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can create a new Black Wall Street. We can have communities of doctors, lawyers,
right.
things of that nature. We can totally do this again. We just have to sit down and want to do it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is. So I'm excited about what could possibly become of this. Hopefully it's, you know, I hope and pray it could be something big. I really do.
I think the truth is, I think it could. Will it take some work?
Of course.
Will it take some effort?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
like all things take work. It's just a matter of, are you willing to put the work in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I do this podcast and we try Chance and I tried to record from a new application the other day, didn't work out.
No.
Right? Am I giving up? No. I'm going to figure it out. Exactly.
So, I mean, I think, let me really back into the original story.
Yeah.
The original story was about the about Sasha.
Yeah, about Sasha, 15th birthday. She turned 15 and just the racist trolls came out.
And here's the truth. The truth is the racist trolls are always out. They don't go in the closet anymore. They kind of just hang out now.
Yeah.
You know, someone gave them the permission to come out and just hang out.
What you mean someone? We know who that someone is.
Well,
they're not a secret. Not a secret anymore.
I'm not calling folks out. I'm not calling them out.
Try.
Clear
my throat. Let me clear my throat. Okay. But,
sorry. That's my jam.
Got caught in a moment. My baby got caught in a moment.
Oh, man. Anyway, so...
So, yeah, Village, you know, I bring all this up not to really shame anybody, but to really just say this is still America. You know, it's just sad that we're at this point where people feel like this is okay. But the same people that have all these thoughts are the same ones that are hiding on the internet.
Mm.
You know, I don't think most of these people would even say this stuff in public. And if they would, I'm going to look at you like you're really crazy.
Right? Like, you can't even say the perfect. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah.
But anyways, Lady J, anything else you had on your mind? Because we've been alluding to talking about a mental health show
for
the last two podcasts now. I think we need to do that. I think we need to find a good time to sit down and
do
let people know, do some research and say, hey, we're going to be doing the mental health show that's coming up. And I believe we really need to just get our notes together, get ourselves together, get a show together, and go ahead and do it. Because we could easily do a 30, 45 minute show just on mental health.
Yeah.
Especially within the Black community. Because it's a discussion that we don't want to have.
Oh, it's time.
It's past time.
It's time to bring it out the closet. Like, look, if the racist troll can come out the closet and sit, we can come out the closet and just have a conversation about stuff
mental
that really affects us.
Yes, it's time to do that.
It's time.
So maybe
next week we'll do that.
Yeah,
I think
we should. I think we need to get ourselves together and do that show.
Okay,
and quit talking about it and be about it.
So next week, guys, we got to do the show on mental health, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Taryn, you want to be the first guest? So. We're going to have to figure out how to do this because I know everybody's going to want to come in and talk and want to, like, Skype and I don't know how to do it.
There's no way, like, you
know
this.
Maybe we can Skype people into the show?
No, it doesn't work that way because dealing with Facebook Live, there's no way to add people into the show and then add the audio.
Can we conference call? We're going to figure this out. We're going to try to figure it out to figure out how we can get people to come in, to join us in, and we can hear your voices on the mic so that as people are listening, they can hear you.
Yeah.
Because I have some friends, and I forget about stuff. I have people who, even myself, we struggle with depression, with autism. Well, I don't struggle with autism, but depression, autism, family members who maybe if you can think it, you know, victims of abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, sexual abuse, incest,
the whole spectrum. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If other people speakerphone would let them call it.
So you're so smart.
That's true.
You're so smart. We
can
do that.
We probably could try to figure out a way to get the Skype going.
You know, we can have them call into the Welcome to the Village phone.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we'll have to run some tests next week. I mean, that's a little more work for me, but hey, it's all good.
Okay.
I will do that.
Don't tell me you're trying to do the mental health conversation and you're not trying to do work behind it.
Okay, you're right. So I will be working on that throughout the week.
Yes.
I'm going to have to reach out to some folks to figure this out because this could definitely...
It could be big.
Yeah, it could be big. And if anything, if we can't figure it out, for those of you that are watching right now or listening... If anything, call the Google voicemail and just leave your thoughts.
Oh, that's smart.
You know, just leave a voicemail. Just leave a voicemail, and I'll try to put a playback into the show, and we can go from there. But either way, I'll figure something out. I'll get something going.
Yeah.
I may go old school and just put the speakers up and put the mic in front of the speakers.
Because, that's how we did it before, right?
Yeah, that's how we did it before, yeah. Right? So we'll
figure
it out.
We're going to figure it out. And so in the meantime, this is what I need to know. I'm going to put a post up right now as we speak to say, asking what time is a good time for you to tune in for the mental health show.
Okay, Sonia, that's a great idea. Yeah. Yeah, because the truth of the matter is...
No one else knows what Sonia says.
Okay, so Sonia says, or use your cell phone and put them on speaker. Just put your cell phone near the mic. And that's a perfect idea.
It is.
You know, we'll have people call into the Google voicemail, and hopefully we can talk to them like that. And we'll put the speaker up. And once you put the speaker up and we plug everything into the mixer, I believe whoever's on Facebook Live watching the show will be able to... hear whatever's being said. So we'll find out. You know, I'm going to work on it.
So on the Facebook page, on the Welcome to the Village Facebook page, I already posted a question. What time is a good time for you to tune in to the Mental Health Show next week?
Yeah.
There it is.
What's a good time just to tune in, period? Like, what's a good time for you guys? Because we're on the West Coast. We're 3 hours ahead of the East, two Central, 1 hour ahead of Colorado, that whole... No. I don't know what that is. But anyways, just reach out to us. Let us know, because we want to have as many viewers as possible, because this is what we love doing. This is my dream. And my beautiful wife is over here helping me live my dream with her listening lips right now that I'm struggling not to.
Shout out to Mary Kay with their, I think it's Raisin Gold, Gold Raisin or something. It's the lip gloss with the gold sprinkles in it.
Looks good. Scrumdiddlyumptious. Yes, I said scrumdiddlyumptious.
Good.
I like saying it. Scrumdiddlyumptious.
It's a good word. It's a good word. It's like delicious. That, you know that delicious is Oprah Winfrey's, one of Oprah Winfrey's favorite words.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Delicious. Delicious.
No. I ain't calling my romance delicious.
Nope. All right, Lady J, so what's your Twitter, and how can the Village get a hold of you?
Yes, my Twitter, you can tweet me at LoveMeJanelle.
And you can also tweet me at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage.
Yes, yes.
Google voicemail, the number that we just spoke about, 619-202-1562. 619-202-1562. Black love is beautiful. That's right, brother. You can email us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And please, people, go check out our not Facebook page, but check that out as well. Check out our website, welcometothevillage.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go there, fill out the surveys, tell us that you've been listening, this, this, that, and the other. Let us know what you guys think.
And if you have any show topics or anything that you come across and you think that it's something that you want to hear us talk about, mm-hmm. send it to us.
Yeah.
Email it to us. Tweet it to us. However you want to get it to us, get it to us.
Yeah, get it to us.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, just like today's show was brought to me by my friend Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, sent me the article. She's a close friend of mine. Known her since the seventh grade. And she sent me the article, and we talked about it today. So, you know, we do hear what you guys are saying. You send us stuff, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. That's
it.
It's important to you.
That's right.
What's important to you is important to us.
It's important to us. That's right. This is about reaching out to y'all and getting everybody in. So this is what we're going to do.
And please, if you like today's show, please share the show on your Facebook page. Let your people know mm-hmm. that we're here.
That's right. Let your folks know, hey, we're here, the Village is here, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to talk about a lot of great issues. Hopefully we can get Chance in here live on some Facebook Live shows mm-hmm. and go from there.
Yes.
So lastly, again, if you've liked today's show, share the Facebook page. Share Welcome to the Village on your wall. Just let people know, hey, I'm rolling with the Village, and we really appreciate that.
Ooh, is that the name of it? Could that be a t-shirt? I'm rolling with the Village.
Rolling with the Village. I don't know. We're going to talk to Donald Fountain, my boy, and we're going to figure out some of this mm-hmm. this t-shirt business. I didn't know he had a t-shirt business up until about 20 minutes ago.
That's it.
30
Donald,
minutes ago.
Donald, what's the name of your t-shirt business?
I don't know.
What's the name of your company?
If he's still there.
If he's still there.
Yeah. Like, it's on his Facebook page. I got to...
I'm not on his Facebook page. I want him to put it right here in the chat room so that people can see it.
That's true. That's true. We do promote black business.
We promote businesses.
We promote business, but we definitely promote black business, that's too. True. We definitely that's do true. That. Lady J, you got anything else?
No, baby. I don't have anything else. I'm good.
Okay.
Hey, Brett. I work with him.
That's right.
That's a surfer.
Surfer?
That's surfer.
At the New York surfer.
Shut up. Stop talking about me in front of people.
I know. I love you there. But anyways, Village, like I said, go check out all of our different social media sites. Mm-hmm. The most important one, check out the Facebook page. My shirt is custom. Okay. What's the name of the business, O'Donnell?
I don't know. We're gonna get it.
We'll get it.
Okay. We'll have it for next time.
We'll have it for next time. Just, you know, hit us up. And we're going to be talking about it anyway. So, Lady J, like I said, hit us up on any social media site. The most important ones, please check out the Facebook page and share it. Mm-hmm. Share the Facebook page. Let people know that you're rolling with the Village. Yeah. And our website. Our website, send us feedback. Tell us where you're at, where you're from, what you want to hear. Future topics, things of that nature. So that's all I can say.
Donald's company is named Concrete Luxury Clothing and T-Shirts.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. So as the saying goes, we love you. Thank you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Bye, y'all. Thank you.
Bye.